social differences towards the end of the Late Stone Age. At the end of the Stone Age, towards the middle of the 3rd millennium BC, changes in economic and cultural life had taken place in most parts of Europe. In addition to the funnel beaker culture, influences from Eastern Europe had led to the development of the round amphora culture. Typical forms of receptacles emanating from this culture can be seen at the bottom of the showcase. A peculiarity of this period was the burial with cattle, as you can see in the grave reconstruction on the left-hand side of the room.
The round amphora culture provided a link to the beaker cultures of the late New Stone Age. The pottery of this period was distinguished by decorating the objects by pressing cords into the still wet clay. Receptacles with corded ware patterns as well as faceted axes, another characteristic of the corded ware culture, can be seen in the middle of the showcase.
At the end of the corded ware pottery period, a foreign culture appeared in Thuringia, the bell beaker culture. Now we find in their tombs arrowheads and arm guard plates to protect the archer against the whiplash effect of the bowstring. These people were probably a wandering folk of archers from Southeast Europe. The bell beaker culture grew their tools, instruments, and weapons made of copper. This was something new.
The bearers of New Stone Age culture set up tombs for individual personalities of rank. Most of them were interred in stone cists, furnished with rich burial objects. These tombs were often located under hills. The houses of the dead came into fashion once again. However, they were now reserved as a post-mortem residence for but a select few.